We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
8 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Begley's behind the glass. You guys with us on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We'll get back to all of the conversation here about the Eagles, about the Raiders, and, of course, about our guy Ben Simmons, who just continues to give us something new every single day to yell and scream about. Right now, though, we got to go out to the guest line. My guy Cody Decker, he is the host of Big Time Baseball, also the BetMGM MLB podcast. And he's been with me a lot on BetQL Daily and filled in with me. And we've done a bunch of shows together. And when there's baseball to talk about, I'll call up Cody Decker. And when there's Eagles Raiders to talk about, well, I mean, this guy's as big of a Raiders fan as I know. Let's get his thoughts. Today. Cody, how you doing tonight, man?
Oh, you know, I'm just thinking about the Eagles Raiders and just already anticipating the vomit-filled nausea I'm going to experience, knowing full well that the Raiders should not lose to the Eagles, but likely will, and it's nauseating.
You know what? When I was telling the audience we were bringing you on, I was like, listen, Cody's a big Raiders fan, but he hates the Raiders as much as most people right now hate the Eagles in Philadelphia. So this will be a fun conversation. Cody, what did you think about last week? Like, they lost their coach, right? The whole Gruden thing happened, and they blew him out of there because of what happened. And then they get the interim in there, and they win their first game. Now, that happens sometimes. Did you think it was good coaching last week to kind of rally around us against the world? How'd they do that without their coach last week?
I think it's just that. I think the team rallied around that us versus them type mentality. And, you know, who's running the ship right now? He's been around and been offered some head coaching jobs in the past, so it's not like it's a slouch right there running the Raiders. But let's be real clear here. The Raiders are a bit of a disaster. I don't expect much out of them. I think they might be able to take advantage of their division, that which is turning out to be kind of weak thus far. I don't know. I as of right now, I'm not willing to put myself behind them saying, yeah, let's go. I want the Raiders to win. They've done this to me before, Joe. I know what's coming.
And the weird part with them so far this year, you know, because the Eagles here with us in Philadelphia, Cody, they've had a couple good games and they've surprised them one, and then they've had some games where they look terrible. And I'm looking at the Raiders. They've had some good moments. You know, they go and they beat the Ravens in week one, and they bounce back last week and have a nice game. But then this is the same team that lost to the Bears at home a couple weeks ago. The Bears are kind of like the Eagles. They're not that good.
That game against the Bears was one of the more embarrassing football games. It was like they were playing a different sport. I didn't understand what I was seeing. It looked, you could see the frustration on Carr's face every single passing play, endless pressure. And the team played without a heartbeat, which is why it was nice to see them kind of come together this last week. But is this a team that can really sustain that for 2 weeks? Can they really keep that us versus them mentality that long? As of right now, I've never seen them do it.
Yeah, they've been so up and down, and they have an interim coach right now. So the Eagles are headed to Las Vegas for the game 4:05 on Sunday. Cody, we know about Derek Carr, and he's a good quarterback, and he's been there a while. How good is Max Crosby? Because, you know, I keep looking at what he's done so far and all the pressures, all the sacks last week. Is he the guy that I'm going to have to worry about chasing down Jalen Hurts and causing fumbles on Sunday?
I hope so, but I'm not. Again, that defensive line and that O-line, both of them are just scary to me. They're both made out of graham crackers. It's like every week you don't know what you're getting, and I just simply don't know what to think right now. But like you said, the Eagles are a lot like the Bears, and I saw what the Bears did to the Raiders.
All right, Cody Decker's with us here. He's a Raiders fan. He's also the host, a host on Odyssey Sports, Big Time Baseball, but MGM MLB podcast. Cody, let's touch on the baseball before the game starts tonight, and of course we got a game 6 tomorrow night as well. Red Sox, Astros, Cody, this series has all been about offense. It's incredible. Until Framber Valdez pitched well in game 5, it was basically just like who could outscore the other team. It's Eovaldi tonight, who's got pretty bad history against the Astros. Luis Garcia, who's been terrible in the postseason. Are you expecting another slugfest ALCS tonight?
I am. And here's the issue. Also, Eovaldi coming out of the bullpen the other night, not having himself a good outing. I can't see him really going. I think he's going to end up with a situation like Urias with the Dodgers the other night, where he's just not going to be able to extend himself late into innings. I'm not expecting a high strikeout rate. I'm expecting him probably to be out of the game by the fourth inning. I do think both these teams are going to score runs. The over has just been huge for every single one of these ball games. Both these teams' offenses are just as dynamic as any team in the past 20 years. But both teams' arms are leaving a little bit to be desired. So I don't feel very good about either team when they get to the World Series. But right now, man, it's just going to be a slugfest, and I do think that the Astros are going to be finishing it up possibly tonight.
Cody, the NL, I mean, it's uncanny. It's the same pattern, Cody, as it was last year. The Braves won Game 1, Braves won Game 2, Dodgers took Game 3, Braves win Game 4 to go up 3-1, and we know what happened last year. Dodgers came all the way back. Last night it was Chris Taylor with a crazy elimination game with 3 home runs. Is it the Braves' time to get to the World Series and knock them off? Or are you ready to say this series is going to be the Braves? Or are you like me and you think, man, the Dodgers are just tough to knock out?
I just can't see a world where the Dodgers get knocked out of these playoffs right now. I just don't. I think we're getting a rematch of 2017, which, listen, everyone around the country can claim that they hate both these teams as much as anybody. You want to see the rematch. I sure as hell want to see this rematch.
Yeah, I mean that it would be. I mean for Fox's perspective, that they'll do jumpa jacks if we get that one. Cody, Game 6 tomorrow. So you're with me. You're on the Dodgers. What do you expect out of Scherzer? The last couple outings have been weird. Do you think he's out of gas a little bit, or do you think this is the weird usage? Because I was looking at it. I mean, he really hasn't been on full rest now since the end of the regular season. Wild card game, they used him Game 3 against the Giants, and he came out of the bullpen to close Game 5. Short rest for Game 2 of the Braves series. This is the first time we get Scherzer on full rest in a while here.
Yes, and keep in mind, he did say a word that really scared me, and the word was dead arm. Here's the thing. If Max Scherzer's last game where he gave up 2 runs to the Atlanta Braves and getting pulled in the 5th was him with dead arm, I feel pretty good about Max Scherzer on normal rest in this next game. The team has only lost 1 game since he's been wearing a Dodger uniform that he has started, and it was a fluke 1-0 loss. It's been pretty staggering what he's done for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Yeah, man, I don't think they're – if nothing else, if the Braves do go to the World Series, it ain't going to be in Game 6. It's going to have to take place in Game 7.
Cody, we'll end with this because you and I haven't spoken since. What was your feeling? What was your emotion when you were watching, I guess it was a week ago Thursday, when that Giants-Dodgers series ended on that check swing? I thought that call was by Gabe Morales was so awful that, like, I just turned my TV off and shaking my head. Really, that series between those two teams, we ended on a check swing that wasn't even a swing. What were you thinking as you watched that?
I think we were watching one of the best playoff games we have ever seen in our lives, and right then, that ending, it was just like pulling the rug out from under us. It upset me, mainly because here's the thing. I think he would have probably struck out on the very next pitch, and the Dodgers would have won anyways. The problem is we'll never know because that was a terrible, terrible call, and I'm sorry. If you're going to call him out on a check swing like that, it's got to be obvious, and I mean obvious, and that was not only not obvious, it wasn't even close.
No, it was terrible. Cody, I appreciate you giving us a few minutes tonight. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the game Sunday. Eagles, Raiders. We'll catch up soon. Thanks, bud.
Later, guys.
There he goes. Cody Decker, Odyssey Sports, Big Time Baseball, the BetMGM podcast. He's a good baseball guy, and he's a big Raiders fan who you could tell hates the Raiders. I mean, you would think he'd come on and say his team's going to win. He thinks his team stinks.
I think a lot of people can identify with that.
Yeah,
a lot of our listeners probably feel the same way about the Eagles.
Yeah, it feels like both fan bases kind of hate their team. But we will be getting a bunch of Eagles fans on Sunday in Las Vegas. I feel like this might end up like some of those games a few years ago. Because doesn't it feel like everyone circled this game as the one they're going to travel to? And I'm sure, well, I know, Eagles fans couldn't travel last year. I don't think the Eagles played. Maybe Dallas in December, did they play maybe one game in front of fans on the road? Probably, but, you know, it was a weird year with some teams had limited crowds for 5 minutes, some teams had none, some states were different, Texas, of course, was different, but this is the first time, you know, in terms of a lot of people, fans of the Eagles got to travel. I saw a video today of Eagles fans screaming and yelling and singing on a plane. It feels like, and just based on the Raiders game so far this year, I don't think that stadium is being filled fully by Raiders fans, right? Las Vegas is a transient city. People go in there, they go out, they travel to it. And real diehard Raiders fans, I mean, they're living in Northern California, and I'm sure that it's not, I don't think it's a far drive, but it's not like they live in Las Vegas. I feel like that stadium's going to be pretty split on Sunday.
Yeah, I feel like the three teams that have moved recently in the Rams, the Raiders, and the Chargers, they play in cities that don't necessarily care about them.
Right.
Like, I know the Rams have been good, but if you ask people in Los Angeles who their favorite football team is, I feel like the majority would probably say the Las Vegas Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
And no one really cares about the Chargers. They had trouble selling out a 30,000-seat soccer stadium for a couple seasons. But, yeah, I mean, this is going to be the big destination. Look at the rest of the Eagles' road games. They go to Denver. They obviously already played in Charlotte. And outside of the division games, they don't really have a destination city, right? There isn't a Miami on the schedule. There isn't anything like that. They don't go to Los Angeles this year. So, yeah, if you were to pick a game to travel to, and that's something that you and your family or you and your friends do, this is the week to do it.
Yeah, and, well, a couple years ago, I guess 2017, more than a couple, when the Eagles fans seemed to take over all the road stadiums, they had, what Tucker just said, they had two of them. They had two destination games. The Charger game, which, I mean, I've never heard a road stadium sound like that. When they played in the, what was it called, the StubHub Arena or Center or something?
Yeah, StubHub.
Something.
I don't think it was stadium, but it was something.
Something StubHub. I mean, there was all Eagles fans. It was small venue, but it was all Eagles fans. I remember listening to the roar when LeGarrette Blount went up for the, like, 60-yard run or whatever late in the game to ice it. And it was just like, it sounded like an Eagles home game. And then the Rams game, the game Wentz got hurt, that marquee game, and it was a great back-and-forth game, and Eagles won it and clinched there. Or got closer to home field advantage and the division, like that was all Eagles fans too. So this is probably the closest thing to that, where it's going to be a packed house of Eagles fans. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Have you given up hope? Have you thrown the towel in on the 2021 Eagles? I haven't yet. I still believe this team could turn around. The schedule is much more favorable, even starting on Sunday against the Raiders. But then the Lions after that, a lot of Denver and New Orleans and the Giants and the Jets and Washington on this schedule the rest of the way. I still believe the Eagles could be a good team this year, could turn this thing around and compete for the playoffs. Agree, disagree, and we could talk Ben as well here on WIP. Art's in the Northeast. Hey, Art.
Joe, did you get Tucker a show yet?
No, I mean, since last night, no, I haven't had the. I mean, I don't get to pull the strings around here, Art.
Yeah, I'll talk to Spike, see if we can get you to pull some strings.
Well, but anyway, we actually have a new boss now, but you got to talk to the new guy.
I know. Well, yeah. Spike still oversees everything.
Yeah, you know, you're right. He's kind of in charge of all of this. So yeah,
if I'm right, that's the first thing.
All right, message Spike. Yeah, tell him what you want to do here, program wise. Art, what's on your mind?
Listen. I lost some steam because we've been talking about Eagles and other things, but are you and I the only ones suspicious of how this Simmons thing is taking shape?
Art, I don't think we're the only ones. I just think some people are either they don't want to say the truth or they're just trying to pretend it's not true. I mean, it you got to be crazy not to be suspicious of everything.
I mean, these psychiatrists that come on and start to say, oh, yeah, it's definitely a mental thing where, I mean, please, Simmons is sitting in a corner somewhere laughing his you-know-what's off right now. I mean, he only wants to get paid, and given what the other things he do, as you so very well expressed before, the pattern, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, how naive can people be? I don't want to be a cynic, but please, Joe. And that's all I have to say.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
And Art, I understand it. I feel you, and I appreciate your phone call. I mean, yeah, I think there's a difference between being a cynic, being insensitive, and again, just looking at the facts. I mean, just looking at again, I'll use the term pattern of behavior. There's been a pattern of behavior where this player and his agent have been doing everything in their power to get out of here for months. And along the ride, they don't want to lose the money. I mean, that's it. They don't want to lose all of his money. So you kind of add up showing up in the middle of a preseason game to maybe not get fined that particular day or game because he did show up that day and then his back hurt. I mean, getting thrown out of practice because he did, he did show up for those practices, though. He showed up. You can't find him. He showed up. He's had sweatpants on. He had a phone in his pocket. Like, and then now he's not mentally ready, and he told the team today. And I guess Joel Embiid did address the crowd before the game tonight and in so many words said, let's give Ben a little break here, and he's still part of our team and all that stuff. And that's Joel Embiid could say that, and that's probably good for the Sixers and good for Ben and good for the morale. It doesn't change the reality of all this, though. Like, this isn't going to just go away overnight. And I actually think now, from where we are, we're not going to see or hear from Ben for a while. And he's going to continue to get paid. We won't see or hear from him for a while. It's kind of going to be out of sight, out of mind, until I guess a trade happens. I mean, I don't know if there's a next step. It feels like everyone played all their cards this week. I'll show up. I'll have a cell phone in my pocket. I'll wear sweatpants. I'll get thrown out of practice. My back hurts. I'm not mentally ready to play. I'll address the team. Like, I don't know where we go from here now. It feels like Morey's saying, screw it, I'll keep you for 4 years. Doesn't it feel like everyone has just kind of played all their cards this week? Like, what's left?
Yeah, like all the action came fast and furious, and there was a new update every day, and now it kind of feels like waiting.
Right?
Like the next move is either Ben Simmons shows up or Daryl Morey trades him. And it doesn't sound like either team or either side of this debate is necessarily keen on that happening quickly.
Yeah, I mean, from the perspective of Ben Simmons, is there an incentive now to show up? I don't really see one. I mean, Ben Simmons is going to be able to just sit out unless he's just itching to play basketball. Like, he'll just wake up one day, 2 weeks from now, and says, I want to play again. Then that's his prerogative. But I don't know if he has an incentive to come back and play. I mean, the Sixers could avoid a circus for a little while, but I don't know if Ben Simmons has a true incentive to play to come back at any point soon. If he's going to get paid and he could stay at home and he doesn't want to play for the Sixers, he's made that pretty clear. I don't know his incentive to come back and play for a while. I mean, his one incentive the Sixers could have held over him for a while was holding his paycheck. I don't know if they could do that anymore. Let's talk to Gary in Whitehall. What's up, Gary?
Hey, Joe, what's happening?
Gary, what's up tonight? How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling misconstrued. I mean, you haven't hope. Everybody that calls in hasn't had a single doubt of hope. I actually agree with everybody else. As long as Halfrey is in there, I don't think there's going to be any change in this system. You can't say no, because this system and this regime is just run by a couple strings.
Yeah, but, you know, Gary, they haven't been terrible with these guys here. I mean, it's not good right now, and the last year and a half has been bad, but it's not like the Eagles with Jeffrey and Howie have been a terrible football team for a decade. They haven't.
I mean, you think they haven't been terrible?
Over the last decade? No, they haven't been terrible.
Well, no, they caught lightning in a bottle in 2017. Howie did make some good moves that year where, you know, I mean, J.H.I., Garrett Blunt, Chris Long. I mean, you had a bunch of one-year guys that were able to mesh together, and they played their butts off, and they won the Super Bowl. I don't see it happening again for a long time. We sold our soul to the devil.
Yeah, I mean, well, they may have, but they do have, I mean, they have had more winning seasons than losing seasons with Howie as the GM of the team. Like, they're not.
Yeah. And you got to thank Andy Reid.
But no, beyond since Andy left. I mean, since Andy left, they've had a 10-win season, a 10-win season, 13-9-9.
You had Andy Jr.
Right, but those guys hired Andy Jr.
Right. I mean, quite honestly, in your time, you ever see a GM go through four coaches and not have the GM be fired?
It's pretty rare. It's pretty rare.
Very rare.
Yeah.
I mean, Ben Saga, got to get rid of him. You can't have any detrimental effects to the rest of the team, him being around, whether he's around or not. He's still in their head until he's gone. And I was telling Tucker, I'm not sure, so sure about Joel. Why didn't he get surgery on that MCL?
Yeah, the meniscus. I don't know, and it's really it's just disconcerting, Gary. That second game of the year, where, you know, he's questionable and it's a game time decision. It's just this ridiculous reality that he's never ever healthy.
Exactly. All right, Joe. We'll see what happens in Vegas.
Yes,
and,
Gary.
You know what? Hey, and unfortunately, if they win, what happens in Vegas may stay in Vegas.
Oh, no, they don't win again after Gary appreciates the phone call. If they win in Vegas, we're excited next week. Eagles-Lions next week, a chance to get back to 4-4? Or do they beat the Raiders and lose to the Lions? Lions are pretty bad.
How many What Happens in Vegas references will we get next week? No matter what happens, whether it's newspaper headlines, podcast titles.
I mean, the first time you're going to hear it is a joke by Sirianni in the post game after they win.
You don't think, like, Merle in the fourth quarter? Like, if they're down 21, like, oh, what happens in Vegas? I hope it stays in Vegas.
Yeah. Or the other way, right? If they win, couldn't you see Sirianni? They asked him about, you know, what worked today? And he makes some sort of, like, fun Nick Sirianni joke that everyone, like,
I'm already sick of it.
Kind of laughs at and kind of rolls their eyes at. Yeah, I think there'll be quite a bit of that. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We'll come back. Your phone calls. Speaking of Nick Sirianni, you'll hear what he had to say about the fans that are making their way out to Las Vegas as part of a contingent cheering for the Eagles. And we'll let you hear the latest. Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN. What is the latest on the Ben Simmons trade talks? Who have the Sixers talked to? That is coming up. 215-592-9494. Have you already thrown in the towel on the 2021 Eagles? I haven't. I think they're going to win this game on Sunday, and I think they could turn this season around. The schedule is much lighter. A lot of the underlying numbers says they're not as bad as we think they are. And I think most of the pessimism is the fact they've gone up against three top five, six quarterbacks in the league already. They only face one more top 12 offense until between now and week 18. I see reasons for this thing to turn around. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.